Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Chasam Beis. We're holding on Chasam and Aleph, 7 lines in the bottom, Umayishna. So as the Gemara, Rabbi has said that Erev Gufo Leitzarech Kura, that we don't need a Pasuk to teach us that the Erev is Aser, it's Pashut, because Eina Seidah Chalaisa says Sheish Bakaris. So as the Gemara, Umayishna Erev Leitzarech Kura, Eina Seidah Chalaisa says Sheish Bakaris. Why is the Erev unique? You're telling me she doesn't need a Pasuk that she's Pata from Yibam, because it's Pashut, because the Asay of Yibam is not going to be Daicha, the Leitzah says Sheish Bakaris of Arayas. If so, the Tzara Nami Leitiba Yikra. So why do you say Aleha is needed for the Tzara? The Tzara also shouldn't need a Pasuk, Misham de Eina Seidah Chalaisa says Sheish Bakaris, because being that the Pasuk says Litzrar, so the Tzara's Erva is included in the parish of Arayas, so she's also a Leisa says Sheish Bakaris. So Mamela, of course, it's Pasha that she's Pata from Yibam. Why do I need a Leha for the Tzara? So says the Gemara in Achanami, Amar li Ravacha bar Beivai bar Mamar li Ravina, Hachi kamer Mishmei de Rava, the Tzara Nami lo Yisrach Kra. In Achanami, I don't need a Leha to teach us that the Tzara is Aser to do Yibam. Yisrach Kra l'mishrei Tzara shalai b'makei mitzvah. The Chiddush of a Leha is that she's mutter when it's not b'makei Yibam. That the Tzara's Erev is only an Isser when it's b'makei Yibam. But shalai b'makei Yibam, she's mutter. My time, but where do you see that from a Leha? Because Amar Kra a Leha, that b'makei a Leha hu da'asira. This, as the Pasuk says, is an Isser on the Tzara, it's dafka when it's in the matzav of Yibam. But shalai b'makim aleha sharia, but shalai b'makim mitzvah, so then she's going to be mutter. Wait a second, Amar li Rami Barcham and Larava, if so, so then ima erva gufe, shalai b'makim mitzvah, tishri, so make the same drasha about the erva herself, say that which the Torah asks of the erva, it's only when it's aleha, it's only when it's b'makim mitzvah, but shalai b'makim mitzvah, a person's allowed to marry his wife's sister. If Stambi wants to marry her, he's allowed to. It's only when she falls to Yibam, he's not allowed to. Says the Gemara, that wouldn't make any sense logically. Lav kav chaymeru, b'makim mitzvah, asira, shalai b'makim mitzvah, sharia. To tell me that when it's b'makim yibam, she's going to be aser, and then when it's not b'makim yibam, she's going to be mutter. The svara would say the opposite, that we're more meikel when it's for the sake of a mitzvah. So samar lei, so Rami Barcham is back to Rava. That's not a good teretz, because sarah tachiach. Look at what you said about Sarah. You yourself agreed that b'makim mitzvah asira ushalai b'makim mitzvah sharia. That when it's in a situation of yibam, so then there's an isra on the tzara's erva, and shalai b'makim mitzvah, the tzara's erva is mutter. So you see, even though it's b'makim mitzvah, we're more machmer b'makim mitzvah, so maybe it's the same thing about the erva herself. So Amar Lei, so Rava finally said, and no, Alecha Markra, I have a pasuk to tell you that the tzaras, that the Achis Isha herself, the erva herself, she's aser even when it's shalai b'makim mitzvah, because it says b'chayeha, kol shebechayeha. It says he's not allowed to take her, his wife's sister as a wife, aleha b'chayeha. We dash from b'chayeha, that anytime his wife's alive, he's not allowed to take her, meaning even shalai b'makim mitzvah. Says the Gemara, b'chayeha is already needed for a different drasha. Hay b'chayeha mi ba'ilei l'mu'utei l'achar misa. We learn out from b'chayeha that he's not allowed to marry her, even that he is allowed to marry her after his wife dies. That which Reuven is not allowed to marry his wife Rachel's sister, he's not allowed to marry Leah, Rachel's sister, it's only when Rachel is still alive. But if Rachel dies, then he's allowed to marry Leah. That's not doubt from b'chayeha. Says the Gemara, no, ahimi v'isha l'chayis nafka. That's learned down from the pasuk, the part of the pasuk which says that Reuven is not allowed to take Leah as a wife to Rachel. I mean, you can't add her on to Rachel. So it's only when Rachel is there. But if Rachel dies, so then Leah is mutter. So b'chaya is extra. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Ima v'isha l'chayisa have a meaning in the skar shesharia. If it was just for v'isha l'chayisa, I would have said even if Reuven just divorces Rachel, so now he's allowed to marry Leah because now he's not taking her as an additional wife to Rachel. Tamulaver b'chaya. That's why I need b'chayeha to know that there's an iser, kolche b'chayeha, any time that Rachel's alive, he's not allowed to marry Leah, even after he divorces Rachel. Dafagavd in the skar shalai, he's not allowed to marry Leah, even after he divorces Rachel. But not that there's a heter shalai b'makei mitzvah. So maybe, maybe the erva is gonna be mutter, shalai b'makei mitzvah. So says the Gemara, how do we know to darshan that the tzara, we're gonna differentiate between makei mitzvah and shalai b'makei mitzvah? But the erva, she's always aser. How do you know to make that chiluk? Elam rafuna bar tachlifa mishmei de rava, because trei kraik sivi. Because there's conflicting mashmais in the pasuk. Ksiv isha l'chayis l'isikach litzvar. On the one hand, the beginning of the pasuk says, the person's not allowed to marry his wife's sister, litzvar, or even his wife's sister, tzara. He can't marry his wife's sister. There she's an erva, or even the tzara of the erva. Uksib, but then the hemshach of the pasuk says legalis ervasa. You can't take her legalis ervasa to be megala her erva. Doesn't say erva some their erva. It says one the chadam ashmut. Mash only one. That only the erva is aser, but not the tzara. So okay, so now we're going to reconcile the two things. The makay mitzvah shtein asurais. We'll say that the beginning of the pasuk would say that they're both aser. That's b'makay mitzvah. That's b'makay ibam. But shalai b'makay mitzvah he asura utzaras muteras. So then only the erva is aser. asr, but the tzara is going to be mutter. Says the Gemara Epechana, maybe it's the opposite. And if anything, it's more logical to say the opposite, that b'makom mitzvah hid asura b'tzara samutaras, when you have a mitzvah, so that's when we say only the erev is asr, but the tzara will be mutter, because it's for a mitzvah. But shaloi b'makom mitzvah, when there's no mitzvah online, so then shtein asurais, that's when we'll be more machmer, and we'll say that they're both asr. So says the Gemara, no, it can't be, because then imkein lo yomer aleha. So then what are we learning from aleha? If already from the pasuk itself, I know to say this halacha, so then this aleha is not teaching me anything. It must be aleha is there to teach me a chiddush. And no, now this iser of the tzara is dafka b'makom yibum, but shaloi b'makom yibum, she's going to be mutter. Not like you would have thought in Sfara. However, Amalei Rav Ashi L'Rav Kahana, one last question, that mimai dahi aleha li'isura d'malatero. You're learning aleha is coming to teach us an iser b'makom yibum. Maybe it's coming to teach us a heter b'makom yibum. V'achi kam rachmana, maybe this is what the pasuk's saying. That isha l'chaisa l'isikach l'itzra l'ihiv l'itzarasa. Now that part of the pasuk I say that she's also the erva and also the tzara, that's talking about shaloi b'makom aleha. That's when there's no yibum. Ava b'makom aleha, so then maybe shtein mutareis. But if you have yibum, so then both of them are mutar. Maybe when there's no Yibam, both of them are Aser. And when there's Yibam, both of them are Mutter. Says the Gemara, that's an impossibility, because Imkein, Legalis Erva, Dechada, Hechi Mishkachasla. Because we already said that from the words Legalis Erva, Ervasa really, it's Mashma that only the Erva is Aser, not the Tzara. And when is that ever true? Even Makim Mitzvah Shnei Mutareis, you're telling me Makim Mitzvah, they're both Mutter. And Yishalai B'Makim Mitzvah Shnei Nasureis, and you're telling me Shalai B'Makim Mitzvah, they're both Aser. There's never a case that just the Erva is Aser, not the Tzara. So that's an impossible way to learn. The only way to learn is to say that the tzara and the erva are asr when it's b'makom mitzvah, and when shaloi b'makom mitzvah, that's when the erva is asr, but the tzara is going to be mutter. Gufa, we had mentioned on Chesam and Aleph that Rabbi Omar v'lakach u'lekacha v'yavim v'yivmo la'asr tzarais v'arais. It's from there that we darshan that there's an isra on the tzara and the erva, or really tzarais shel arais, on the tzarais erva. Now I ask the Gemara two questions. Number one, midi tzarais ksivacha, where does it say anything about the tzara? Where does Rabbi darshan from here anything about the tzara? V'oi tzarais militzra nafka, litzra mafikle. So the militzra nafka, he already learns it now from litzra. Litzra already teaches us that the tzara is asr. So says the Gemara, no. Litzra mafikle Rabbi lichud Rab Shimon. From Litzra, Rabbi darshins the drasha of Rab Shimon that ayin al chas chav chas lam abeis. We'll see when we get there. So Litzra, Rabbi uses for something else. Mela, he does not learn from Litzra the iser on the tzara. He learns it out from v'lakach l'kacha. Tzara hecha ksiva. Where does it say it over here? Anything about a tzara? Says the Gemara, achi kamar. This is what the pasuk means to say. That imkain, if the Torah didn't want to ask the tzara, lemekra v'lakach. May ulakacha. What's with the extra hey? It must be, it's teaching me about the case where two women fall to yibam. That kol hecha dika trei lekuchen. Anytime there's two women that fall to yibam, di bayin asifai, bayin asifai, where you can marry either one of them, neither of them are an erva. So that's when sharia, that's when there's a mitzvah of yibam. V'ilai, but if he's not able to marry either one, because one one's an erva, by definition, the other one's a tzaras erva, so then there's no yibam, then tarvayu asir, and they're both going to be asir. So that's where we learn out the isra of tzaras erva. And then from v'yivma, he learns out that this isra of the tzaras erva is b'makam yibam hud asir tzara, shalob b'makam yibam shari tzara. That the isra of the tzara is dafka b'makam yibam, but shalob b'makam yibam, she's going to be mutter. Now for Rabbanan, who darshan erva, tzaras erva, from aleha and from litzor, so hayu lukacha may avdile. What do they do with the lukacha, with the extra hay? Says the Gemara, Mibay luk Rav Yosi Bar Chanina. Damar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, ulukacha, he darshan from the extra hay, melamit shemegarsha begadu machzira. It's coming to teach us that once the Yavam does Yibam, so then the Yavama becomes his full-fledged wife. If he divorces her, he has to give her a get. Once he divorces her, he's allowed to remarry her. Mamash like a regular wife. And then the Yivma, he darshans al karcha that the Yavam is allowed to do Yibam even against her will. The Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, where does he learn it out from? Where does he learn it out that once he does Yibam, she becomes like a regular wife? From Vilisha Nafka. The Pasuk says, the Lukachaloi Leisha, he learns it from Leisha that she becomes like a regular wife. And then Miyavama Yava Yaleha Nafka, and then Alkarcha, Miyavama Yava Yaleha Nafka. And the fact that he could do Yibam against her will, that's what he learns out from Yavama Yava Yaleha. He learns out from Yava Yaleha that he can even do Yibam against her will.